Our guest today is Douglas Laudmel and Jeslyn Georges. Doug is from Laudmel and Laudmel, here to tell us about World Children's Day. We've done this several times. It's been a big success. If I'm not mistaken, it culminates in the big banquet, the World Children's Day banquet at the end of the year. Is that
right,
basically
yeah.
right?
Well, basically, World Children's Day is on November 20th every year. And that's the world-sanctioned UN World Children's Day. McDonald's participates, and the whole country participates. And there's more and more awareness of the problems and the plight of children throughout the world. What we do, and we've done for the last 2 years with our doctors, is create a marketing campaign around that. And so it's pretty straightforward, Greg. What we do is we ask our doctors to give whatever they earn that day to World Children's Relief. And then we use that to get media attention. We create posters for their office, stickers for all of their patients that day. And so it's been a great success the last 2 years. We've raised almost $100,000 those last 2 years, and we'd like to really pump that up this year. And you're right, it culminates in a banquet that is actually March 11th here in Phoenix, and the highest donating doctors receive awards and so forth. So it's really fabulous, and we're actually creating a real improvement on it. In the past 2 years, we've created a marketing and advertising campaign around just that one day, which really lasted 6 weeks to 2 months. What we've realized is that a doctor who participates in World Children's Day in November can market for the rest of the year. In fact, the next 12 months. So what we're going to do is create materials so that we can keep the image going so that by the time November 20th rolls around in 2006, you've created an image around you that is continuing to bring in new patients and create goodwill and good association with your staff, your clinic, and your patients.
Yeah, a lot of doctors make the mistake. Now, I'm not talking to doctors that have done this before because they already know how it really works. But to doctors that are new to this process, the tendency is to think of something where you put on this project and you get a lot of new patients from it directly and so forth. It's really a little different than that. Being seen as supporting something like this makes a change in your image in the community. One of the things patients want to see is that you're there to serve, not just to make a dollar. And when they see you participating in charities of this type, their perception is this is somebody that cares about people, not just for the money that they can get from them. So for anybody hearing this of this idea for the first time, I would just throw that in. How does World Children's Day work? How do they participate?
It's very simple. We have an extensive package, which includes posters, stickers, buttons, everything they need. There's no cost to participate. They simply call us, and we'll send them the package. They'll do the advertising, do the press releases. A lot of the best advertising has come from the free advertising. You get your local TV station, your local newspapers interested in what you're doing, and we have all the press releases and everything in that kit. So put up the posters, do the day, and this time around, keep going. Keep making press releases about what you did 2 months ago. Sometimes the media cycle takes a while to spool up, so this can go all year.
So basically, they give one day of revenue, one day of practice revenue to World Children's Day.
That's it, yeah. When the day is over, they just, you know, whatever they earn that day. And they're telling their patients that's what they're doing. So it's really creating a feeling of goodwill. They can also do a mailing campaign or put it in if they have a community flyers or anything like that. This can all be integrated into their other current marketing. So it's just a fabulous way to improve their image.
One little twist we have on this all today is there's a tendency in these type of things to almost dehumanize the recipients of this, to think of them as people somewhere that aren't really quite like us and so forth. Thanks to the Laudmels, I've had the privilege to personally accompany them to Haiti. I know you also go to Africa, but I got to go to Haiti. I've been there 3 times now with you all. And your country worker is here with us today, Jeslyn Georges. And so this is all very real to me and certainly to you. And I guess if I'm not mistaken, you invite doctors that participate in this to also accompany you on these trips.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the biggest things, and really.
So you can actually go see how the dollar that you have generated actually goes to help a specific child.
Yeah. In fact, I know Lisa, your wife, when she went down there, she saw her clothes on the kids.
Yeah.
In fact, Gigi, you're probably the best one to relate what the real impact in the community is.
Well, I can tell you that probably Greg or Doug probably do not know the impact of the work that we are doing in Haiti, exactly what is the impact that has on the community overall, especially for the past year. If you've listened to the news, if you watch TV, you've probably seen exactly the kind of problems that have been going on in Haiti. And because of the generosity of Greg and also Lisa, the children in the community that they are sponsoring, there's a school where we have about 330 children right now, and they are being able to eat a hot meal every day, and that is the only meal that they've been able to eat, and that is because of the contribution of Greg and Lisa. In addition to that, there is a community center. Now we call it the Whitehall Rainbow Center, and we have about 170 children that eat there every day. And Lisa has been very involved, very active to be an advocate for all children who live right here in Phoenix. She's been to some of the community schools here, and she's had a really good she has made a good effort to really talk about the work that we have been doing there, and the kids have sent their own clothes and their books and school supplies. And when Lisa goes to Haiti, she sees firsthand exactly where all these resources go. It's really something to be proud of.
She actually photographs them and brings them back to the schools and shows the children wearing the clothing that they gathered and so forth. You know, for my own mother, when she saw pictures of us handing out the clothing that she had donated, that we take down, and it costs us a lot just to take the clothing down there, probably what it costs to buy the clothing, you know, even though it's used. When my mother saw those things that she had donated, she literally got tears in her eyes because she says, I didn't realize it till now. I didn't believe that people actually would get this. And so this is real. It's tremendous. I believe that the practice benefits far more, even than the children we're talking about. But that aside, I think most doctors that do this do it with the thought, really, of giving. And so we appreciate you coming and being with us today and sharing this opportunity. Is there any details we need to actually get involved and make this real?
Basically, just call World Children's Relief. You can call us at the 800 number, 800-231-7112. You can go on to worldchildrensrelief.org, and you can look at pictures in the last year. And just sign up, get a package, and it's really self-explanatory, and we'll walk you through the whole process.
Great. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.